This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm John Idsty. The Centers for Disease Control reports that black children and teenagers are twice as likely to drown as white kids. At the same time, the number of minority lifeguards is disproportionately low. Karen Brown from member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, reports on one state's efforts to get more minorities to be lifeguards at its pools.
On the 60, you guys will start, okay?
Aurora Reyes is overseeing the endurance training of 15 young lifeguarding students at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA. They have to tread water for 5 minutes. The last two are the hardest.
No hands. Go. Legs only.
They don't all make it through the practice. A few cling on to the edge of the pool before the time is up, like 16-year-old George Brassetti.
I tend to sink, so I have to do like double the work to keep myself up. It's pretty hard. And it's my first time really in an actual swimming class.
Brassetti is part Puerto Rican, part black, and he's emblematic of what the Red Cross has discovered, that swimming is not popular among minorities who don't tend to take many swim lessons. So in urban areas like Springfield, you'll see many black and Hispanic children and teenagers cooling off in the water, but very few twirling the whistle on those towering chairs.
If you visit any of the local pools, you will immediately notice that many of the lifeguards do not reflect the users.
James Morton is executive director of the Springfield YMCA, which is working with the state of Massachusetts to recruit minority lifeguards. State spokesperson Wendy Fox says so few urban youth even apply for lifeguard jobs that suburban lifeguards, usually white, are sent to inner city pools.
It makes much more sense to hire kids in the neighborhood. And the problem we found was that some of the pools are in lower economic areas, and kids simply couldn't afford the $200, $300 and upwards dollar cost of lifeguard training.
So the state gave the YMCA money to offer free training and will throw in another grant if 20 black or Hispanic lifeguards are certified by this summer. James Morton wants them to become role models, inspiring younger children to consider sports and careers beyond the stereotypes.
This program is really about making programs available to inner city youth and maybe broaden their horizons. There are only going to be so many basketball players and so many football players. However, there's all kinds of opportunities in swimming. There's swim teams at most universities. There's diving teams at most universities. If we don't introduce our youngsters to those opportunities, they'll never know about them.
In fact, 80% of all competitive swimmers in the U.S. are white, according to the sport's governing body. But 18-year-old Jesus Brassetti isn't thinking about competition just yet. He's got his eye on the $450 a week the state pays its lifeguards, much more than he's likely to make at a fast food joint this summer.
We're going to struggle in a family, and we all need to work, because it's not only that I need to buy my own stuff for the summer, but I also need to have my own money to be able to pay for college.
But Brassetti describes himself as a fair swimmer at best, and he looks winded when he finishes the 500-meter practice test.
Jesus, what was your time?
It was 12:50.
That's 2 minutes slower than he'll need to pass the Massachusetts state test in May. YMCA Director James Morton says, given the lack of swimming experience among Springfield youth, he's not expecting everyone to make it.
This is a process that might take a couple of years before we'll find ourselves successfully creating the next generation of lifeguards.
But he adds, at least most of them will become better swimmers. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.